Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent for Wednesday, July 1st, 2020, brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist I've ever gone to, the only dentist I've gone to over the last 26 years. He is the best. When I find the best, I stay with the best. I tell people about the best. That's what I'm doing here. 317-849-2933 is the number to reach the great Dr. Mike O'Neill. YouTube TV's finally done it. They've kicked me out the door. I've been on the precipice of jumping for a long time. The Cubs restarting their season was pushing me toward Hulu. Then yesterday I find this out from YouTube TV. They send me an email. They're going to bump the monthly rate $15 a month in order to carry the Paramount Network, BET, MTV, VH1, CMT, and the Comedy Central, and a couple other networks that I will never watch in a million years. You give me a bunch of product that I'm not going to watch, you charge me $15 a month, bye-bye, good day. I'm going to Hulu TV. I did a lot of the work so you don't have to, researching all of this stuff. Hulu TV, $54.99 a month. Gotta love it. You get the marquee network. You get all the sports you want. None of the crap you don't want. You don't pay for any of the crap that you don't want. I want networks I'm going to watch. If I'm going to pay money for cable TV or what we know to be cable TV, even though it's delivered through, you know, broadband, I'll tell you what. You got to give me stuff I'm going to watch. You're going to charge me more money. YouTube TV, utterly failing there. I don't want to watch MTV. I stopped doing that when I was 24. I don't want to watch VH1. I stopped doing that when I was 28. I never watched BET. Nothing against BET, but it's not designed for my pleasure. Paramount Network, I don't know what the hell it is, right? CMT, Country Music Television, thanks, I'll pass. Comedy Central stopped being funny about 15 years ago. I don't need any of that stuff. YouTube TV shoving a bunch of programming down my throat that I don't want and charging me an extra $15 a month. No, no. All done. All the sports I want for the least amount of money. That's what I'm going to get with Hulu TV. Is as strong as he has seen him. And you've got, he wouldn't mention Justin Holliday, but Justin Holliday's the guy who there has been talk may not go to Orlando. And yesterday, Kevin Pritchard said that he is still on the fence. We'll see exactly what happens with Justin Holliday and whether he wants to go. It's a personal choice. You want to go, go. You don't want to go, don't go. We're not going to judge. Minor league baseball has been canceled, and that's really sad. That's unfortunate. I hate to see minor league baseball be canceled. The Indianapolis Indians, they're not going to be playing at Victory Field this year. And that is very, very unfortunate. So what are they going to do with the ballpark? You know what they're going to do? They're going to have a blood drive there next Tuesday. They're going to have an ice cream social there next Friday. The American Dairy Association's annual ice cream social is going to be held at Victory Field. Events like that. They may have a golf tournament there, like a little golf course set up. When you play baseball, you've got to have it set up, the field set up to Major League Baseball specifications. If you're not going to play baseball, you can have a little bit of fun with it. So there you go. That's what's going to happen. And feel terrible for that organization. They're going to lose, I don't know how much money they make a year, but you had 600,000 fans going into that place to watch the Indianapolis Indians play. And, you know, fireworks shows and concerts and stuff. And all of a sudden, all of that money and all of that revenue for the city, gone. It's a shame. Today is day one for Scott Dolson, is the athletic director at Indiana University. What should day one hold? What should he start doing today? I'm sure he's already started down this road as this transition of power from Fred Glass to Scott Dolson started taking place about 6 months ago, and really longer than that, because Dolson, as an assistant AD, has been putting himself kind of mentally in the position of making decisions throughout this entire time under Fred Glass. Basketball's got to win. You got to figure that out, whatever that takes. You've got to look at UCLA and see Mick Cronin and what Cronin did in year one in L.A. and say, okay, what are we not doing that maybe he's doing. You got to look at your systems. You got to look at your people and figure out exactly why what fans crave and what they crave as a university isn't happening. You've got empty seats at Assembly Hall, and that's a two-pronged problem. Number one, you got to win to fill those seats. Number two, you got to get your message out. And the message for Indiana basketball is not getting out. This is a hell of an opportunity for Indiana basketball to help build the brand a little bit and help build Archie Miller's brand. I haven't seen Archie Miller do a lot of media over this 3 months where we've just kind of been sitting around doing nothing. This is the time to get Archie Miller out in front of people. And everybody I talk to affiliated with Indiana University says he's a really, really good guy. Well, put him in front of a camera and show us that he's a really good guy. Put him on the radio and show us that he's a really good guy. Zooms. This is easy. All he's got to do is sit at his desk. J.D. Campbell can sit next to him, click a couple of buttons, and all of a sudden, boom, he's talking to the media. Why is this not happening? I don't know. Tom Allen, we don't see him doing it either. With football, I think you've got to look at why and figure out why Peyton Ramsey and Coy Cronk transferred. I think that's a problem for Indiana football. And I don't know whether it's a Tom Allen problem. I don't know what the source of those transfers were. But if I'm Scott Dolson, I got to know what those are. If he doesn't know already. Today is all, and you know what, I kind of alluded to this, but you got to figure out marketing to Indianapolis and Louisville. This isn't hard. Both are within an easy, like Indianapolis is less than an hour away, and Louisville is less than 2 hours from Indiana, especially those areas in southern Indiana, like Scottsburg, like New Albany, like Jeffersonville, any town in Harrison County, Corydon. You know, what are you doing to reach out other than the annual trip to the Huber Farm? What are you doing to reach out? Reaching out today is easier than ever because of technology. So let's get on that, right? Today's Bobby Bonilla Day. Today, Bobby Bonilla gets about $1.2 million as he does every single year, every July 1st. He deferred $6 million of money that he was scheduled to get right around the turn of the century. And because of that, through 2035, on this date, he gets about $1.2 million. Worst deal in the history of sports by the New York Mets, not surprisingly. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? It's a glorious day. Very, very nice. It's going to get hot, but I like the heat. I can dig the heat. Like playing golf, just carry a towel, wipe your hands, wipe your grips. It's easy enough. Mark Palmer, happy birthday. Michelle Casilla, happy birthday. Bill Gerald's happy birthday. Brett Briscoe, Greg Fullhart, Jim McCoy, Kevin Cook, Scott Springer, Peter Curlis, celebrating a birthday. John Stewart, Drew Briggs, Jim Brown, and Aaron Anderson, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else had his best done with an honest and specific compliment. Today, sports and other but sports, we're going to talk to the great Brian Snow of 247sports.com. Brian's going to tell us all we need to know about recruiting. That's what he does. He's a recruiting analyst, the best in the business. We're going to talk to Brian Snow a little bit later today. Yesterday, we talked to Scott Hetty, basketball coach at Marion University. Scott Hetty might be as good a basketball coach as anybody in this state on any level, doing a hell of a job at Marion University, building an absolute monster. We talked to him about that yesterday. Cannot wait to talk to you a little bit later today. The great Brian Snow, let's go. Brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry.